you know what you want for Christmas?
A cute toy.
No, I just want my family back.
That's what I want for Christmas.
We'll see what Santa can do, okay?
It's Christmas, so be of good cheer.
Merry Christmas.
Tis the season to watch telly on Channel 4. Stream now.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, December 17th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Warner Brothers Discovery has rejected Paramount's unsolicited all-cash takeover bid, stating that Netflix's proposal remains superior. In a sharply critical letter to shareholders, Warner called Paramount's nearly $78 billion offer illusory, raising concerns over the credibility of its funding. Netflix earlier this month agreed to pay $72 billion in cash and stock for Warner's studio and HBO Max streaming business after the entertainment company splits itself into two. Warner emphasized that the Netflix merger is fully backed by a public company with an investment-grade balance sheet. Paramount didn't immediately comment Wednesday morning. It must now decide whether to submit a sweetened proposal. Shares of Chinese artificial intelligence chip startup MetaX Integrated Circuits jumped almost eightfold on their first day of trading in Shanghai. The initial public offering raised more than $596 million in gross proceeds. The blockbuster debut comes as investors show great enthusiasm for companies linked to China's push for tech independence. However, analysts caution that MetaX, which is currently unprofitable, remains a second-tier domestic AI chip supplier behind Huawei and Cambricon Technologies. MetaX said in its prospectus that it expects to break even as early as next year. And California regulators have given Tesla 90 days to meet compliance after an administrative law judge found the automaker deceived consumers by falsely implying its cars could drive on their own. California's DMV first brought the case against Tesla in 2022, arguing the automaker's use of product names Autopilot and Full Self-Driving Capability amounted to false advertising. Tesla has denied misleading consumers. It said in a statement that not one single customer came forward to say there's a problem and that sales in California will continue uninterrupted. And that's your TNB Tech Minute. We'll be back this afternoon with more.